Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
What is a elegantly stylized? I have a charge on my account, and I don't recall ordering from you.
Okay, for me to better assist you, may I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
77521.
Thank you for that. And give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
Okay.
And may I have the first and last name, please?
Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E. Last name, Gigri. G as in good, U as in umbrella, I as in intense, D as in David, R as in Robert, Y as in yellow.
Okay. Give me 1 second, ma'am, and let me broaden my search for this.
Okay.
Okay. Miss Gayle, give me 1 second, please.
That's fine. I'm in no rush.
And you said that first name was Gayle?
G-A-Y-L-E.
Miss Gayle, at the present time, I'm not finding an account associated with you right now in my system. Under that zip code.
I think this is a fraudulent charge. What do y'all sell?
Well, we're actually a third-party call center, so we assist with multiple companies and over 100 different products. May I have your zip code, please? I mean, the telephone number, please. Excuse me.
281-755. 1438.
All righty, give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
No, ma'am, I am not finding anything under that telephone number. Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase was made upon?
No, I don't even know which card they used.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
I'm just going to report it to my bank as a fraudulent charge.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, I'm unable to locate an account associated with you at the present time in my system.
And no, nothing under my phone number.
No, ma'am. Nothing under your phone number, nothing under the zip code at all.
And it's called Elegant Something?
I wouldn't know the name of what that, I wouldn't know what the product is unless I was able to locate an account and have a chance to open it up and see exactly what it was you were billed for.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.